USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning. The committee is to lay out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor of two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Democratic leaders are aiming for a final vote on those articles sometime later tomorrow. The president accused by Democrats of abusing power and obstructing Congress. Tornadoes strike parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. In Town Creek, Alabama, the police chief says,
"We have two fatalities confirmed.
Two confirmed fatalities.
And at least four or five injured."
In western Louisiana, officials say one person is confirmed dead from a tornado that the National Weather Service says cut a 65-mile-long path through that part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
New Jersey lawmakers now sending their governor a bill to allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. And the Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has said he supports the plan, which would set up a two-tiered license system. Proponents of the measure approved yesterday say it will help improve safety on New Jersey's roads. More than a dozen other states have similar programs. New York's was implemented just a few days ago. A Democratic debate scheduled for Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles for Thursday had been threatened because of presidential hopefuls not wanting to cross a picket line. But there's late word that LMU and a labor union representing cafeteria workers have reached a tentative deal. Saints QB Drew Brees is in the record books for most touchdown passes in a career.
Touchdown pass by 4-0 in the 504.
That is heard on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Thousands of officers, friends, family, and community members are attending a funeral today for a New Jersey police detective who was murdered last week. The funeral mass for Jersey City Detective Joseph Seals, scheduled for late morning. Seals was shot and killed last Tuesday by two suspects who then killed three more people in an apparent hate attack at a kosher market. They were then killed by police. Congress is expected to raise the age limit on buying tobacco products to 21 in a year-end spending deal, and that would include e-cigarettes and vaping products. Raising the age limit enjoys bipartisan support in the House and the Senate. It could be included in broader legislation aimed at reducing the costs of emergency medical bills. And the new Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, that hits theaters this weekend, had its star-studded Hollywood world premiere last evening. Disney shut down the entire block around the Dolby Theater where Harrison Ford, Adam Driver, Mark Hamill, Daisy Ridley, and others gathered to celebrate the final chapter in the Skywalker saga that started a long time ago in 1977. The blue carpet was rolled out with a setup designed to resemble a spaceship hangar. Director J.J. Abrams says he was glad to release the movie at a time when it's so rare to find something that brings people together. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.